FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The mortal remains of five freedom fighters who died in exile will arrive in KwaZulu-Natal today. Their remains were exhumed in Zimbabwe and Zambia and repatriated in September this year. This afternoon, the KZN local government, who will be joined by the families of the activists, will receive their remains at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza west of Durban. They will be reburied in the province. A memorial service will be held later at the Kendra Hall in Durban. ANC KZN spokesperson Mafika Mdebele.
They had a vision of returning into a South Africa that will be free. Unfortunately, they were unable to return to that South Africa. However, what is more satisfying to us as the movement is the fact that indeed democratic government was able to at least bring their spirit into a democratic South Africa.
The South African Communist Party says it will contest the 2026 local government elections independently from the ANC. Its implementation will be worked out at its 5th National Congress next week. Officials say they will discuss the matter with the ANC in January. The SACP, who is the ANC's alliance partner, has been opposed to the current coalition government, particularly the inclusion of the Democratic Alliance. And Transport Minister Barbara Creecy says accidents on the country's roads have cost the government 205 billion rand in the past year. The minister launched the festive season road safety campaign in Gauteng yesterday. She says 1,200 people lost their lives during the festive season last year and has warned that anyone found to be breaking the law will face it. She singled speeding and drunk driving as two major contributors to the road accidents.
We have identified 20 areas in our country where the majority of road accidents have occurred over the last couple of years. Four places in Limpopo, three in Mpumalanga, one in Gauteng, two in Northwest, two in KwaZulu-Natal, a number five or six in the Eastern Cape, and one particular area in the Western Cape.
And abroad, dozens of people were killed on Sunday in clashes between fans at a football match in Guinea in West Africa. Hospital staff are describing the scenes as mass carnage. They say it's believed at this stage that about 100 people have been killed. Durban, a high of 26 today, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And coming up in your sports, South Africa to play against Ireland and Argentina at the Cape Town Sevens. If you missed it earlier, City suffer fourth defeat in a row in the Premier League, and McLaren to wait one more weekend to see if they'll be crowned Constructors' Champions.